Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That is right. If you want to call in, which I hope you can do, the phone number is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Barry Golder, one of the pioneers of the R&B music back in the 50s. That's right. He doesn't like to think he's a pioneer, but I know he was my pioneer. He was my big brother, and he was a big deal back in the 50s. That's right. And he had a big record distributing company called Mainline, which had a lot of hits. Barry Golder produced some nice, beautiful hits. He had a big group called Lee Anders and the Hearts. Let me tell you something, folks. You want to call in? Phone number is 407-894-1680. This is probably, I hate to say it, but it's probably before your era. But all I can tell you, back in the early 50s, R&B music started really in the early 50s with about 12 labels, and then started the real big thing in 54, 55. And as he said, he was talking about Jaco. He was partners with Jaco Henderson. When Jaco made it big, so did Barry and Mainline. And Barry, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, Barry, just yep. Want to say right now, What are you doing now, Barry? What are you doing now in the world? I know you're not in the record business. What are you doing now?
No. I own a yogurt and ice cream store in Fort Lauderdale on the Las Olas Boulevard, 806 East Las Olas. We've been there now for over 9 years. If you want the best yogurt in town, come by. It's called Yogurt Your Way, right on Las Olas in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And that's what I'm doing now.
And talk about oldies.
Yeah, come on in. Say hello. Tell us you heard us on the Blind Show and that you love listening to Michael. And be glad to talk to anybody who comes in and listen to whatever you have to say. And we'll just reminisce old times.
So, again, where's the address in Fort Lauderdale?
806 East Las Olas Boulevard. Just go down Las Olas. We're right in the middle. Can't miss us. The only and the best yogurt shop on Las Olas. Yogurt your way.
I understand you have a lot of flavors. A lot of flavors. Well, how many flavors do you have?
Oh, well, about 20 flavors.
Yeah, wow. 20 flavors. Wow.
That really is yogurt your way.
That's yogurt your way.
Yep. Right. Yep. So come in and say hello.
I went to the old one.
I hear music.
Yeah.
I went to the old one down there
in Hollywood.
We used that one in Hollywood.
Yes, we sold that one. Las Olas was our first store, and that's where we are now.
Oh, that's cool. I am working.
Yep. And so come in and say hello.
Okay. I love South Florida.
Before you run away, we're gonna go right now to trivia. All right, let's see if you know the who's singing this song. Okay, who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Wrong trivia. Okay, got it. Wrong trivia. I'm in here jamming.
Who is singing this song?
When you said fingertips, I got real excited.
Now. That was good.
Who was singing this song?
Okay, here we
Let's
go.
Let's see if Barry knows it. He don't love you. Like don't say Barry, if you know it, don't say it.
Now, Barry, you can't say who it is, all right, Barry?
Don't spill the beans.
He don't love you. 894-1680. Who is singing this song?
1690. Great song.
Okay, that's another one of Barry Golder's mainline hits that they distributed. Who is singing the song? I wonder who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. If you know oldies, maybe you know that fellow who's singing the song. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
It was a famous song.
Yep. Big on the charts. 407-894-1680. Who was singing the song? Chris, anybody calling yet?
He's interviewing or screening callers.
Do you have any other questions for Barry?
All right, so here we go. We're going to take a trip all the way over to Delray Beach, Florida, and let's talk with our good friend, the one, the only, Howie from Delray Beach. Howie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Howie.
That's Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler. Barry, is that right?
That's right.
Jerry Butler.
Barry, I have a question for you.
Gift card from Subway, Howie.
You got the ear.
Thank you so much. Barry, did you have any connection or any stuff going on with Dick Clark?
With Dick Clark?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He was out of Philadelphia. I used to have to see him to get my records played. He was very big before he went to L.A. I can talk about these people because they're all dead now. But, we took care of all those guys. Yeah.
So all these guys made lots of money with you.
Did you have to pay off Dick Clark?
Yeah. A lot of these guys, what happened was a lot of these guys, if they didn't take money, and Dick Clark was, if they didn't take money, they took other things in the business. Parts of the song, they had publishing companies, you had to use their publishing company. They had a lot of different things that they could do with a song or an artist where they made a lot of money if they didn't receive outright cash. Because a lot of times they were smart in the beginning, before the Paola scandal hit, how to cover it up so that people couldn't say they handed them money. So they made money a lot of other ways in the business. There was nobody that didn't do it, no matter what they said.
That's fabulous. That's great information.
And a lot of times, also what they did too, they had front men, other people that had that they used different people, a brother-in-law or a friend or whatever, they put their names on instead of their own name so they wouldn't be noticed who it was.
And
there was a lot of stuff was going on.
They paid full taxes on this stuff. I'm sure they did back then.
Yeah.
This was tax-free money, I'm saying.
Well, thank you, Howie, for calling in. And use your gift card well. We'll send it out to you this week. Subway, $10 gift card. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. That's Delray Beach, Howie.
Well,
so, Barry.
Yep. Yeah.
Say goodnight to Barry.
We're going to say goodnight, Barry, and thank you for coming on. You were a great sport.
Might have to have a part two, Barry.
Yeah, might have to have a part two, Barry.
Barry, okay. Thank you, man. It was
my
nice
pleasure.
To meet you again.
Same here. Okay.
We'll see you at the ice cream stand next time.
Okay. Anytime. When you come down and come on in and say hello.
I will.
Okay.
Hello to Hollywood.
I will do it.
Thank you for everything. Okay. Nice speaking
thank
to everybody.
Thank you, man.
All righty.
I'm going to give you another plug on the yogurt store.
Thank you so much.
806 Las Olas Boulevard.
806 Las Olas Boulevard. Great yogurt, 20 to 25 flavors.
Right.
Thank you, Barry. We're gonna take
you.
Around.
Take care. Right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chris, bye. Bye-bye, Chris. We're gonna go to break.
We're gonna go to break.
Next caller.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
It's true. Here comes the castanets.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email
so please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's D-U-X-S-Y-S.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's right. And by the way, we are live from Spectrum Howard Studios. Remember the name, Spectrum. And right now, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome, it's my pleasure to welcome Malachi Fallon. We were just talking a little bit off the air. And Malachi is the executive director of the Xavier Society for the Blind in NYC as in New York City. And welcome, Malachi.
Welcome, Malachi.
It's a pleasure to have you on the air with us.
Thank you very much. It's my great pleasure to be on with you.
So tell us all about, I'll be honest with you, I had not heard of Xavier Society for the Blind initially, and I've been doing a lot of reading about it. And why don't you tell the audience, our national audience, about your organization and your mission and the services offered?
Sure. So I think you sort of hit the nail on the head there when you said you hadn't really heard much about us. I think we're one of the best kept secrets out there for the blind and visually impaired community of faithful, as we say. And we're trying to get the word out that we've been around for quite a long time, and we'd like to serve many more people. But we were founded in 1900 in New York City by Margaret Coffey. Margaret was a young blind woman who taught blind children their religious faith, their Catholic faith. She realized at the time that blind children were at a disadvantage because they didn't have the same books available to them that their sighted peers had available to learn their religious faith, to learn their Catholic faith. So she partnered up with Father Joseph Stottleman, a Jesuit priest in New York City, and created Xavier Society for the Blind. And Margaret was also one of our first major donors. She contributed $350 to purchase at the time what was new technology, a stereograph machine, to allow Xavier Society to produce more books in raised print. Wasn't Braille yet, but more books in raised print for more people. So that $350, we sort of did a back-of-the-envelope calculation that's probably worth about $11,000 today.
Wow.
So for a young blind woman at that time, it was a great investment and a great statement of her faith in the organization that she was responsible for co-founding. So we provide reading materials in both Braille and audio. Much of what we do is religious, but not exclusively. Much of what we do, what we produce and distribute, is Catholic, but not exclusively. We also try to focus on titles and content that's inspirational, spiritual. You know, it could relate to other religions, other theologies, and all of what we do, we provide for free to our patrons.
Tell people about the website, because I notice there's a lot of products there that you can order.
That's right. So our website is xaviersocietyfortheblind.org. And we also have an 800 number if people would like to call in and get a little bit more information and find out how to register as a client or as a patron. They can do that. And the 800 number is 1-800-637-9193. And again, our website is xaviersocietyfortheblind.org.
And let's spell Xavier, X-A-V-I-E-R.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not an easy word. So what is the latest format that you have? You have talking books?
We do. So that was one of our projects. I've been executive director now for about 3.5 years. And one of the projects that we initiated just after I started was to transition our audio content from CDs to the cartridges that are compatible with the players that are provided free of charge by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. So now our audiobooks are available in the talking book format. And we've been doing that now for about, I would say, 9 months or so. And we've transferred a good portion of our existing catalog over to that format. And now as we record new books, new titles, we're doing it in that compatible format.
So I see you have the New American Bible in Braille in large print and audio.
That's correct. That was a project that we completed several years ago. And in addition to making, you know, the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, available in Braille, you know, we can also provide, because that could be overwhelming to receive all those boxes of the Braille right. volumes. We also provide individual books of the Bible in Braille or in Braille BRF format for download for anyone who requests those.
David, are you there? I don't know if David came back. No,
I am here. Yes, my.
I was wondering.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, David. This is Malachi. David, you know Braille.
So yeah, Malachi. I do know Braille. In fact, I wanted to ask you a question, Malachi, because I'm Catholic, and actually I play guitar typically at our noon mass, which does contemporary music, and I wonder if there's ever any anything in Braille actually of the mass itself.
Yes. So what we do,
and also if you guys do any, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Finish your. Please finish.
I was just going to ask if the anything about the mass itself, and also any if there's like you know, like a weekly magazine of because I know there's several publications that are out. If you guys do any of those.
So what we do, we produce the propers, the Sunday Mass propers, so basically the Missalette for Sunday Mass and all the major feast days in the Catholic Church. We provide that in Braille and also in BRF for download. And we actually, we send that out to just over 800 people each and every month. So we send out, every month we send out the succeeding 4 weeks of masses for the Sunday Mass propers.
Nice.
And we've got kind of a back-of-the-envelope calculation. We've calculated that comes to about 750,000 pages of Braille each year. So that's quite an undertaking, and that's our largest
holy mackerel,
our largest offering, if you would. And then three times a year, we produce what's called the Catholic Review, and the Catholic Review is a compilation of articles from a variety of Catholic and religious and spiritual magazines. So we try to pick some of the articles that we think would be of most interest and most topical to our clients. And
now, Malachy, tell people how they would register for the services.
So
it could be anywhere in the country, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
So probably the easiest way to do it is just to call that 800 number. Again, 800-637-9193. We just ask for basic information, sort of proof. We're not as stringent as some other organizations to provide, proof or certification, of blindness or visual impairment. But we do ask that people go through the registration process so we have those records on file, because we are providing, books from other publishers in both Braille and audio.
It's just amazing. This all started from over 100 years ago from this one woman and Father Joseph Stadelman. Unbelievable.
I am definitely going to be bugging you, because I could see some great value in that. I kind of miss going to, I totally miss going to Mass and playing, but of course, with the virus down here, it's all been, I caught part of Mass this morning on the virtual, live on the internet kind of thing. So
right.
I'm still not feeling really great about going to, going direct. And Florida has got some seriously irresponsible people. So unfortunately, going out, I just don't feel good about it in big places like that,
Yeah, that's certainly understandable. And as I was saying to Lynn before we came on air, we're actually going to be back in our office tomorrow. So because, much of what we do, we ship out and receive audio books and books in Braille. Because of the COVID-19 crisis, we've been compliant with our Governor Cuomo's order to shut down. But tomorrow we're able to reopen the office. So it's the next phase of the reopening for New York City. So we'll be back in the office. But we were fortunate that even while we were
out, you guys
out
are going to be bored tomorrow. I have a feeling it's going to.
Pardon?
You're not going to be bored.
No, not at all. But we were fortunate because of a partnership that we have with National Braille Press. They provide the production and distribution for us of the Sunday Mass propers, that we've been able to continue to send out the Mass propers, even though we haven't physically been in the office.
This is Michael. My question is, do you work with blind folks all over the country or just in the New York area?
All over the country. So we actually, most of our clients are in the United States, but all over the United States. And then for the Mass propers and a few others, products, we also serve people in 20 countries outside the United States.
Wow, you do, because we have a lot of people in Canada listen to the show, so you would ship to Canada.
Yes, we would. We would.
I have a question. I wonder if in your office or at the college, at Xavier College, right?
So Xavier Society, originally we took our name because we were borrowing space essentially from Xavier College, at the time was known as Xavier College and is now Xavier High School, down on 16th Street in New York City.
16th Street, that's the lower, right? The lower.
That used to be near S. Klein Department Store.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. But what I was going to say, Malachy, is that I wonder if there's any of these old relics anywhere, these stereograph machines. They're huge before they used Braille.
Yes.
The Braillers.
So I think there are some that are still around. We don't have any. We have a few old Brailing machines. But we don't have any of the stereograph machines.
Oh my gosh, they're huge, the big wheels.
And we do have several embossing machines in our office. So when we produce individual books for, you know, individual requests. We'll do the embossing in the office and send those books out. And one of the other things I want to mention, as I said, that, you know, most of what we do is of a religious nature, but not exclusively. We are trying to reach more people, and we think we could be serving more people, one, if they knew, you know, we do what we do. And then we've also been trying to expand our offerings while staying, you know, remaining close to our mission. But recently we've done a number of best-selling books that we think are, you know, remain close to our mission. For example, one is by a writer and the wife of comedian Jim Gaffigan. And the title of that book is When Life Gives You Pears, The Healing Power of Family, Faith, and Funny People. And it's just a terrific book. It was a New York Times bestseller. And while, you know, one might not consider it a religious book, it certainly is inspirational, and it talks about how the author's faith, Jeannie's faith, got her through a very, very serious medical crisis. So we're doing more titles like that that we think will be more appealing to more people as well.
Well, nice. Why don't you give out the website once again and the phone number? And
sure.
That'll be a help to people.
So again, that's XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. And the phone number is 1-800-637-9193.
And as always, to our audience, the
it's on our website.
Yes, the link to Xavier Society is for the Blind is on our website.
It's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our website.
We would like to say thank you for calling in, and we wish you a safe reopening at your office tomorrow in
thank
New
you.
York.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to getting back and again providing the level of service that our patrons have been accustomed to. So we appreciate
thanks for
that.
Coming on, and be safe. Be safe.
Pleasure to meet you. And I'm going to be calling you for sure. I'm checking out, see what you got.
Terrific. Okay. And again, you can get on our website. You can check out the titles that are available there and search our catalog.
Yeah, I'll probably do that first, in fact.
Great.
Well, thank you, Maliki. And we look forward to having you on again very soon.
Terrific.
Thank you,
thanks
sir.
So thanks. Much now.
Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you. Be
good
well.
Night.
Good night.
Okay. Wow, very interesting.
Very interesting.
Service.
Right now, it's time for trivia. That's right. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I think this was another hit on Mainline, Barry's Golders Mainline distributor. I think. We're going to break first. We'll do this on the other side of the break. We'll come back.
Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, Affairs, Human Resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, we're back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We're going to go right to trivia because a lot of people are calling us and asking when we're going to do trivia next. We're going to do it right now. Listen to the song. This was, again, Mainline. Who's singing this song? Who is this song? This is a big hit.
Oh,
I heard Chris. Chris singing.
So 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Let me tell you something. When you list
with Britney Spears.
What?
Britney Spears.
Really?
Yeah, Britney.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting like Chris.
Let me tell you something, folks. When you listen to all my brother's hits that he had in the mainline distributor, you'd be amazed. You'd fall over all the hits they had on mainline, and they distributed. That's right. My brother, something else. I'm always very proud of my brother, Barry. He is my big brother. And
he's
by the
cool
way,
guy.
If you ever want to talk to him, go to his yogurt store.
Now I know
he's got great yogurt.
806 Fort Lauderdale.
Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Great yogurt. He's got over 20, 25 flavors. Ask for Barry. Or if he's not there, ask my niece, Jamie. She's the other owner. Go. The two of them own the store.
She's a well-known tennis
player. Father and daughter own it.
David, did you say you had a shout-out?
I've got to say, out of my buddy Terry Lake and wife Marcy up in Pittsburgh, they are listening in and tuned in, probably barbecuing or doing something fun up there. So I appreciate them listening in. Both of them are excited, but they're always amazed at some of the ridiculous, crazy stuff we come up with on this show. So
we love all the sighted people listen to this radio show.
That's right. We don't care, you know.
For the first time, you want to know, we are the bridge. That's right. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And we always have beautiful shows like this one. What?
No, I just wanted to tell you that I would like to do this quick PSA.
Oh, do a PSA while we're waiting.
While we're waiting for callers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody, it's coming up sooner than later.
I think it should.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness, June 25th to June 27th, they're having, first of all, they are the world's leading organization searching for treatments and cures for inherited retinal diseases. They will be hosting their Visions 2020 National Conference virtually on June 25th to 27th. And this will be free, and they will be providing a wide range of science and research presentations, practical adapting and thriving sessions, and an opportunity to connect with individuals who are affected by visual impairment from across the country. So join them, Visions 2020. And you can find out more at fightingblindness.org.
Cool, that's cool. That makes it easy.
/visions-2020. Whew, got that in.
You got that in.
I got that in. I got lost, but I got it in.
Good job.
Thanks. Chris, any callers yet?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Really?
Now, Tim, who's singing? Who's singing the song? Who's on the thing?
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, it's this young lady right here. Y'all gave her a shout out earlier, and she's calling tell you that hey, I know the trivia, and she's gonna get it in all the way from Brunswick, Georgia. The one and only. It's the birthday girl. The one and only.
That's
Carolyn, how you doing?
Girl.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Carolyn.
You.
Happy Thank birthday you. To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carolyn. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, thank you. So what, Michael?
What?
Can you hear me?
What? I can just about hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is it Mary Wells?
Who do you think of that song?
Mary Wells.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Mary Wells.
Mary Wells, you are right, girl. You hit it right on the nose. Mary Wells.
Birthday girl.
That's right. That's one of my brother's songs, and a mainline record distributing, Mary Wells. She was on the Motown label, Mary Wells.
Are you enjoying the show, Carolyn?
Yes, I'm enjoying it, but my phone's been ringing off the hook all day. So I'll have to listen
well, you
to
can always listen to the show again, as you know.
Again.
You can listen to the show again.
Why? Stop being popular.
Yeah. You can listen to the show again. Just go to our website. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. You can listen to any part of the show that you missed. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you.
The show dedicated to Carolyn.
Yeah, it's funny. I won on Mother's Day, and today I won on Father's Day.
Oh, that is funny.
Holy cow.
That's great. Congratulations.
Giving them both a chance.
Keep on listening, Carolyn.
Father's Day, Michael.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep on listening, though. Keep on listening.
Thank you for the show. I will always.
Have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And if you ever get to Fort Lauderdale, check my brother's place out. Call. What's a Barry's place called? Yogurt. What's the name?
If she ever comes to Orlando, she can check us out.
Yogurt Your Way. Yogurt Your Way. It's on Las Olas Boulevard. Yogurt Your Way.
Yep. 806. Okay.
806.
Now I'm brainwashed.
806.
Las Olas Boulevard.
I
can visualize it.
In Fort Lauderdale. 806 Las Olas Boulevard. Great yogurt. Great.
And a beautiful
20-25 flavors. He's got even sugar.
Oh, you're making me hungry. Stop it.
Making me hungry, too.
I know. Right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks, birthday girl.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to do David's trivia right now?
Okay, right now. It's time for another trivia. This is David's trivia.
Last Come on. David.
407-894-1. Let me down. Who is singing this song?
You know
this is David's
this.
Trivia.
Now, you know, I don't know if we should. This because I accidentally did it earlier.
No, that's not
all right. No, not mine.
No, you didn't.
I know which one you're talking about.
It's the last email all by itself, Chris, and it says David's trivia.
Well, you saw because I thought that was the last. Okay, so I overread it. That's what I did. I overread it.
Okay, yeah.
I got you.
Right, because I'm
trying to read it.
Right, that's what I was doing. But I got you though.
Okay. Oh, here we go. That's okay.
This is a good song. I remember. Oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, I'm on.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
I like you guys.
Stop the banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go
home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Okay, Chris.
Daylight come and me want go
home.
All right, who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? This is not one of my brother's songs. 407-894-1680.
One of my songs. I did that when I was only 3 years old.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you play drums with it? The bongos?
I squandered all my money on toys when I was a child.
Oh, I thought maybe you had a set of bongos or something.
Yeah, I blew it, yeah.
That's it. Anybody knows this song? It's probably before most people's time to even know the song.
Shoot. It's the most current thing you've played so far there, Michael.
What year? Oh, they're making fun of you, Michael.
That was
actually, that was 1956, so it was not. That...
By Chris and David. Now you see Michael Golder in context. See, he lived and breathed all this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, David. David, I got to give you that one. That was a real good one. That was a real good one. Mike, you got me over here rolling. I got to go get some water, some tissue for my eye. That was a good one.
Oh, man.
David, that's the most current song you played all night. That is funny.
Hey, but I got to tell you, that song from that particular album, I'm not going to tell you who did it, but I will say that gentleman, he made $1 million, the first million made on an album, an actual 33 and a third album. Back in 1956.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, David. Yeah.
That gentleman, so.
Yeah, you said, tell Michael that it wasn't always 45.
That's right.
He was the first pioneer in 33 and a third.
There you go. The big records, the big boy records.
That's funny.
Can we call in? Nobody's even calling in. Nobody even knows it.
Oh, it's not true. They'll be calling in. Don't worry.
Buddy, buddy, bump, 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 bump,
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Ah,
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Before I go any further, I got to tell you something. My brother left out somebody who was pretty funny. Since it's a blind radio show, primarily, he left out, well, the first time I met a blind fellow. That's right. His name was Stevie Wonder. That's right, Stevie Wonder. My brother had, he distributed his records in the beginning when Mainline was there. So the first song was called Fingertips. He was 12 years old, and he came into our record distributing company. That's when I met him. I was sighted. He was blind. He was 12 years old at the time.
Wow.
And I met him, and he was going on the way to American Bandstand. That's when I met him, and he was at my brother's place.
Maybe we can play that song next week.
Next week we'll play the song, Fingertips.
I'll write it down.
Anyway, before we go any further.
Wait, before you answer that, because I know where you're going, we got a caller from Miami. Do you want to take the call now?
Yes.
All right. So we got Miss Angela from Miami, Florida.
What?
Angela, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you think you know the answer?
Is it Harry Belafonte?
She is correct. Harry Belafonte is correct.
She got
She just bought herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Angela,
are you a new caller?
No.
What?
I knew you would get it. Yay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We got to wrap it up.
Angela, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
All right.
We just won a $10 gift card for Subway.
All right.
Speaking
of wrapping up, I'd just like to remind everybody that, well, we hope you join us next week, same time, same place. And guest co-host Patricia Lebowski will be, she'll be in the studio with us virtually. And much more, and we'll keep it going here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So stay tuned. Okay, Michael.
And don't forget, check out my brother at the yogurt store. Yogurt your way. Check out
Fort Lauderdale.
And don't forget, you can always go to YouTube and check out my Dave's Living Room concert. Room concert, and a bunch of them will come up. Some pretty fun stuff.
You're famous.
Especially if you're really bored, you know. It's good to do well.
Well, thank you for coming on the radio show. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, everyone.
Barry, if you're still listening, thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, to talk to you, Barry. Happy Father's Day, Chris.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say Happy Father's Day.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you all so much.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Take care, all. God bless you all. And
see
you next week. And by the way, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away.
Don't touch that dial.
Bye, Dave.
We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.